Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Washington, D.C. Saturday. Well, today's only Tuesday. Going there on Saturday, September 18th, this Saturday. There's going to be another Capitol rally by Trump supporters. They call it a justice rally. And the ostensible reason they give for this thing at the Capitol is to rally for justice, quote, justice, end quote, for the, quote, patriots, end quote, who were arrested after January 6th. Well, let me tell you something. More than 600 people have been charged with crimes on January 6th for what they did on January 6th, storming of the Capitol, the beating of police officers, five people dead. One officer almost beaten to death until he pleaded that he had four kids, and a few of them protected him. He was a hero. He still has PTSD. More than 100 of them still out on leave for injuries they got. They just beat them up. They just beat them up. Beat up cops. Woman shot, another woman trampled to death. Beat up cops. Well, what is the purpose of this thing on Saturday, and what is going to be accomplished? And here's my concern. Unlike January 6th, there's apparently not a lot of online chatter about it. They're keeping it close to the vest. But they're going to show up, and Trump organizers are putting this together. People who are Trump campaign aides are putting this together. I don't think Trump is stupid enough to speak at it. A little hair of the dog, that's a little much, although he's capable of doing something like that. The rest of the Republicans are ducking interviews. Mo Brooks, right-wing nut from Alabama, he's running for the Senate now, stood up for the people, supported the people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Ted Cruz, so I've said he's not available for comment. Josh Hawley in Missouri, not available for comment. Not available for comment. They don't even have the guts to say, hey, January 6th was bad. Crimes are committed. We don't want any more of that. No, they don't do that. They go, well, he's not available. What? He's burping in a restaurant somewhere on his second martini? I mean, these guys don't do any work. They're lazy as hell. And what they end up doing is they lie in the weeds and they come out. There you see this hissing. Pair of beady eyes, and suddenly the rattlesnake comes out of the weeds and bites somebody, and then it goes back in. And that's Cruz and Hawley and the rest of these guys. Okay. So what are the logistics of Saturday? What are the logistics? And what are the preliminary reads on it? The logistics are, sadly, they're going to put up fencing again around the Capitol. And they're going to step up a police presence, which is a very bad image for the United States. We're a democracy. Their guy, their cult figure, lost an election in November. And the cult figure keeps lying, and so do people in the Congress and the people in the Senate. You know, Kevin McCarthy, people in the Congress, in the Senate, lie too. What that does is it gives cover to the nuts. Okay, you want an example of a nut? Okay, I'll give you an example of a nut. Yesterday, the police arrested a man in a truck parked outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. Now, remember something. On January 6th, somebody put a pipe bomb outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters, and then they looked, and he'd also put a pipe bomb outside of the Republican National Committee headquarters. So this time, they're keeping an eye on both of them. They should be keeping an eye throughout Washington. This guy's sitting in a truck. What caught their attention? Guy's just sitting in a truck, pickup. Well, he had swastikas all over his truck outside that he painted and various white supremacist symbols. And then he had a bayonet and a machete in his truck. And apparently he wasn't stupid enough to have guns in his truck because depending on the laws, he could have been arrested. And they said, what are you doing here? You know what he said? He said, I'm on patrol. What does he think? He's a military guy? He's on patrol. Everybody's suddenly a military guy. I doubt very seriously this guy was ever in the military. And if he was, he was never on patrol. Believe me. Believe me. This is America. This is our democracy. We don't want guys on patrol. We want guys voting. He wants to vote for Trump? Go ahead. Trump lost the election. All right. Then get working in the Republican Party, if that's your opinion, and try to elect somebody next time. That's what a democracy is all about. This idiot's on patrol. And he was arrested. So that is the danger. Here's the danger. The danger is not that Kevin McCarthy or Ted Cruz or these people, Ron Johnson, who lie about the November election, although Ron Johnson was taped saying that he knew it was a lie, but so put him aside for a moment, but Ted Cruz, people like even Lindsey Graham, the so-called moderates, but then Mo Brooks and all the rest of them, they're not going to bring a machete to the Democratic National Committee headquarters. But by their actions and words, they encourage disturbed people to bring a machete to the Democratic National Committee headquarters. Because, you know, these kinds of movements need at least a fig leaf of legitimacy. They need at least, people have to think, well, some of the big guys are with us. Folks who have more education than we have are with us. People who have really thought about it are with us. People who have been elected in different states are with us. Therefore, there is legitimacy. That is what Kevin McCarthy has done. And that's what all of the people and the Republicans in the Senate and the House who voted against the bipartisan January 6th commission have done. They themselves privately know they're lying, and they themselves privately don't say anything in public other than, well, we have to look at election integrity for future elections, which is a meaningless phrase. There is election integrity. People who vote twice do get prosecuted. There aren't many of them. And usually they're people that have a summer home, and they vote at their summer home and their winter home. Okay? And these are not exactly Black Lives Matter people. So that kind of thing. Or somebody's mom dies who lives with them, but she's already sent away for her ballot. So the daughter fills out the ballot, puts the mom's signature on it because she knew that's what the mom would do, and sends it in, and that's a felony. Okay? That's the kind of thing that may occur. It's always caught. It has no impact on an election. But these clowns give a signal, a wink, a signal and a wink. I've never heard a dog whistle because only dogs can hear dog whistles, okay? So that's a lot of baloney. It's a signal and a wink. It's a hint, hint. It's a hint, hint. Josh Hawley, the Missouri senator, when he went up to the Capitol the day of January 6th, gave a thumbs up to the protesters who then went in and five people died. Thumbs up. That's what he did. When you give a thumbs up to this kind of a crowd, there are a lot of people in this kind of a crowd who are well-meaning people who honestly think that Trump got cheated because Kevin McCarthy says he did and lied, and they take his word for it. Okay, that's wrong, but they were lied to. But a lot of them commit violence. And so a lot of those people, those 600 arrests, are for misdemeanors, but some are for felonies, for the violence. And that's what we have the prospect of right now. So stand by, September 18. The sad thing is, even if nothing happens, our democracy has been attacked by having videos of fencing around the Capitol and a massive police force. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio after the break.